Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the Melcaster podcast. It has been a hot minute, and I have been like legit head down, bum up, just doing all the things. Like, I'll inform you guys and update you guys very, very soon because my intention is to bring back more podcasts. But for now, I really wanted to share with you guys a little mini training that I did. It's the audio from a video training that I did just last week about the juggle of motherhood. And I really just felt, you know what? I felt called to just share it with the world and put it out there. It was an exclusive thing where people could DM me and get the link. And I was like, you know what? I feel like this needs to go out to the world. So I'm going to upload that after this. I'll just like stitch it in after this little intro. So enjoy. There's a little pre-warning. I don't want to say warning, but it's not going to be what you probably think it's going to be. And I think a lot of people want to be validated in motherhood and, you know, be had their head stroked and like be told that everything's okay. And it's like, I know that that's needed for some people, but that's not what this is about. This is like a swift kick to the vagina to be like, okay, guys, like it's time to look after ourselves and be better humans for ourselves and for our kids. So that's the vibe of it. I honestly, I go into it in the intro. You'll hear in a minute when it gets into it, but like it may sting your ego a little bit. Stay with me, see if there's some truth to what I'm saying. And yeah, let me know once you've listened how it lands for you. And yeah, enjoy.
Hello, my loves. Welcome to a mini training that I decided to do called The Juggle. Now, the reason why I wanted to do this is firstly, I wish I fucking read or like watched something like this a long time ago, and it probably would have snapped me out of my shit a lot sooner. And when I really think back to when I first started juggling motherhood and business and life and growth and personal, just being a fucking human being whilst raising tiny humans, I was like thinking about it and I was like, I had no one that modeled to me, like a role model that modeled to me, like growing as a person and being a good mum at the same time. And here's the thing. We have so much fucking pressure on us as mums, as humans, as businesswomen, as whatever you do. I'm sure you have 10 hats on right now, which is why you're watching this training. And if you're watching this training, you probably adore your little tiny humans. And you also want to adore yourself that much. You want to give yourself the love that you give them. And you deserve to have the love that you give them. But here's the thing, unless you prioritize yourself, you're not going to have enough love to give yourself after you give your kids love. Okay? You need to fill your cup first. And I say this all the time, you need to fill your cup first so you can absolutely fill theirs and everyone else that you want to give to as well. And you cannot do that with an empty cup whilst you're people pleasing, whilst you're wasting time, whilst you're wasting energy on things that you feel obliged to do, you're doing because you feel guilty, etc. So let's actually go through some of the things that I want to talk about today. One of the first things is guilt. And like, okay, when we think about mums, we think mum guilt. Let me just tell you something. I have the same emotions. Things, all of it, okay? Problems, issues, thoughts come up. What you choose to do with them is what matters. You can remain a victim, and I'm going to be very brutally honest in this training. Some truths might sting your ego, but just stay with me and maybe just lean into where there could be some truth, okay? You can be a victim of your guilt, your lack of time, your tiredness, your lack of sleep, whatever it is, you can do something about it. You can be productive. Now, when it comes to guilt, we all have guilt. Guilt's a normal emotion, but guilt's also a very low frequency emotion. Okay? We don't want to stay in it, which is why I always say use your guilt as data to see where you need to shift things, where you can do better. Like, actually see where is there some truth to my guilt? Or where do I actually just need to shift things? Where do I maybe need to shift my belief? Where do I need to lean into things? I'm going to give you two examples. You might, I don't know, do something that you're not proud of towards your child, yell at them, whatever you. I'm not telling you how to parent in this, okay? This is not a parenting training. This is a you training. It just so happens to be that you're a parent. We're talking about the juggle, okay? You might do something, shout at your child, whatever it is, and then afterwards feel guilty, okay? There may actually be some truth to that guilt that you need to do better next time. Maybe you feel guilty because you don't want to be the mum that yells at your kids. Maybe you don't, like, hey, guys, I raise my voice at my kids when I need to, right? But whatever the situation is, I'm just using this for lack of a better example. You might actually be regretful that you did that thing. Utilize that. Instead of sitting in the shame spiral of, I'm just the worst mom ever, like, I was brought up that way, now I'm doing the same thing to my kids, I'm fucking my kids up, that whole thing, that's not productive. Feeling into, oh, okay, I feel guilt that I did this. I don't want to do that again. I'm going to use that as data to choose to try and do better next time that I feel like I want to go to do that thing. Okay. Second scenario, you want to go for a run out the front. You say out front, we're going to go there, but I'm going to talk about not using your kids as an excuse. Okay. And one of the things is, I don't have time to work out. My kids are home and blah, blah, blah. The other day, my kids were home. I wanted to go for a run. I couldn't because they didn't want to go. They wanted to watch TV and eat Nutella sandwiches. So I went out the front of my house and I ran up and back about, I don't even know how many times, 3Ks worth. Okay, right out the front of my house. You might feel guilty for doing that and not spending time with your kids. Does this mean, okay, what we would do, we'll do the same process, feel into, is there something I want to change? No, I actually do want to go out there. I just want to not feel so guilty doing it. Okay, this is where we know we've got some internal stuff to look at, some belief work, some leaning into actually being okay with putting yourself first sometimes. Because this is something I see a lot, is the guilt. People have guilt for prioritizing their goals or their growth or themselves or their energy or whatever it is, or their sanity, over spending time with their children, spending money on their children, like money, time, energy. Okay. Quality over quantity. Always. It's been proven. If I watch any parenting expert, again, this isn't a parenting program. This isn't a parenting training. This is a just a riff, okay, that I just wanted to get out there because people need to hear this. The quality of the time you spend with your kids, 10 minutes of uninterrupted, present time with your child, whether that's just listening to them speak, whether that's playing with them, whatever it is, right? And I feel like I'm going to sneeze. 10 minutes of present time is more valuable to a child or to anyone than whole 24 hours of being there but not being there. Scrolling, ignoring, spaced out because you're burnt out, impatient, whatever the thing. If you took more time to work on yourself, okay, yes, it might be less time with them, but your quality is going to be better. You are going to be showing up as a better human for them. And here's the thing. When you do that, guess what you're doing? You're modeling to them someone who looks after themselves and that respects themselves. Okay? You're modeling self-care, self-respect, growth, leaning into discomfort, boundaries, whatever it is. That is so valuable to them. What you do in the, okay, 0 to 7 years, for those who don't know, 0 to 7 years are the most impressionable years of anyone's life. That's where you start to develop all your limiting beliefs, all your, what's right, what's wrong, your good, your bad, your shadows, your personality, everything. Even beyond 7 years, they are watching. My daughter's 8 nearly, and she watches everything. Watches me at basketball, watches me work, watches me drive, like watches me do everything, watches me run up and down out the front of my house. Because I know that looking after my body and moving my body, so I feel like not just my body, but my mind, like I don't even need to go into the movement thing. Moving my body is the best, was the best thing for me at that moment. Then guess what? I could come inside and be present with them because I'd done something for myself. Okay. You modeling to them someone being someone who respects themselves and cares for themselves, cares for their energy, sets boundaries, says no when they need to say no, yes when they need to say yes. That is going to shape who they are as adults. Not being there with them 24/7. Okay. Now, the running outside my house thing. It's a balance. Okay, looking after yourself, growing as a human, being a better person, being a better human, it doesn't come from not being good enough as you are right now. Let's just get this clear. I am not out there saying you're not good enough and you need to be better. I'm not. But if you have the want to go from where you are to be even better, you might be good right now. You might be watching this being like, yeah, I'm good. I do that stuff. What's the next level look like? Just because you're good, don't get complacent. Just because you're good and you've come a long way. It's like I lost 15 kilos last year and I noticed myself get to a point of like, I've lost 15 kilos. I can chill a bit now. But I wasn't looking at, oh, but I could go even further. And then it's not even the weight thing, but it's like I could be even healthier. I could be even fitter. I could be even stronger. But because I'd come so far, then I got into this like little complacency cycle where I was like, yeah, come so far. People do this with gratitude too. Oh, I'm so grateful for what I have. Like, I'm grateful for my kids. I'm grateful for my husband. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for my work. That then they stay in the grateful, but then they don't take it to the next level. You can be grateful and want more, just so you know. You can be grateful every single day and know that you've got more potential. You can have a really fucking good life and know there's more available to you because there is. Cool. And here's the thing. We, this is a hard truth, we chose to have kids. Okay. We chose to keep them, birth them, conceive them, whatever. We're not victims to being mums. Can it be hard? Absolutely. It can. It can be hard. We chose to do this. Okay. And a lot of people are like, oh, it's just so much pressure. And, trying to be a good human and show like them what a good human, like model to them good human behavior, a healthy relationship, healthy life, self-respect, self-love, all of this stuff. People can be like a victim to the pressure of it, of like, it's just too much pressure. Like, yeah, it's a lot of pressure. Guys, we're raising human beings. Of course, it's a lot of pressure. But we can handle it. And you can actually, when you learn how to handle the pressure by prioritizing yourself and looking after yourself and working on yourself and becoming more self-aware and setting boundaries and doing all these things, the more you can hold the pressure and it doesn't feel actually like pressure anymore. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, this is just what I do. Do I have days where I am like, holy shit, this is a lot. Yeah, I have weeks and months like that. But I remember that I need to concentrate on what I can control. And if I can control something and I'm choosing not to change it, I'm my own problem. Okay. And people can project onto their kids. People can be like, I'm not going to go there, but like, people use their kids as excuses. They say, like, I drink because of my kids. And guys, I used to do this, by the way. So, drink because of my kids. And then I started thinking, what, how would that make me feel if I was a kid and I grew up with my mom telling me, I drink because you stress me out, or I didn't chase my dreams because I had to look after you, or I didn't do better, or I didn't grow, or I didn't reach my goals because of you. It's not very kind, is it? And when I started thinking about this, I was like, I'm never using my kids as an excuse again. Going to use them as my reason. My kids are not my excuse to not be a better person. They're my reason to be a better human. My kids are not the reason I can't invest in myself or won't invest in myself. They're the reason that I do. They're the reason that I will go without things that I like so that I can buy a book, buy a program, hire a coach. And here's the thing, not everyone has the money and the resources to be able to hire a coach. I get it. There are so many things out there that you can learn for free if you choose to. People's social media posts, reels, Google, podcasts, books. I know books cost money, but people might lend them to you. The holistic psychologist has a literal her book for free on Spotify if you pay for your Spotify. Like, there are so many things out there that you can do to start if you haven't started already. And what I realized when because I've been through the thing of like the money thing of like feeling guilt for spending money on myself. Like, we've all been there, right? We go to Kmart for our t-shirts, but we'll go to Country Road and get the kids' t-shirts. Like, we know. We prioritize our kids over ourselves. There comes a point where you actually have to do things for yourself too. And sometimes it's investing in yourself. Sometimes it's buying yourself a nice shirt. Sometimes it's buying yourself decent shoes. And identity is a huge one. Like, people, when we have kids, we're like, we, fuck, it's just the biggest change. It is. It's the biggest change. And we become mum, which is like so cool and so scary and so amazing and so frustrating. And so sad and painful at the same time, because it's like this old version of us has died in a way. But when you grieve your life before kids, because you have to do that, you actually have to grieve. Like, is the death of the old me, and now I'm this. But you actually, with every death comes a new beginning. You get to rebuild your identity back up. You get to reshape and rebuild who you are. And your kids get to be the reason why you keep going every day at doing that. Which is pretty cool, isn't it? Because like, there are people out there who use their kids, like I said, they blame them, they use them as an excuse, they whatever the thing. And I'm not denying that there's people out there who have extreme circumstances that are very, 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 very challenging, very difficult. Like, I'm not invalidating that. Okay. I get it. Some people have very, very extreme situations that are very, very hard. And I have a lot of respect for that. And empathy for that. But the thing is, we are dealt cards. Whether we like it or not, okay, we're dealt cards. Sometimes we dealt them to ourselves. What we do with those cards matters. So, like I said, you can sit there and you can say, I'm a victim to these cards that I've been dealt, okay? Or you can say, been dealt these cards, what am I going to do with them? What am I going to do with them? Am I going to sit here and whinge about the cards I've been dealt? Am I going to sit here and be sad for a minute? Yeah, that's probably the most productive thing for a minute. Okay, you need to feel what you need to feel. And then you go, okay, what am I going to do with these cards? My son has recently diagnosed with ADHD. I haven't shared this really, but like I kind of have, I haven't shared it. But anyway, he's challenging, okay? He's very, very challenging. Both my kids are. I actually came to realize once I started studying ADHD and really reading about it and stuff like that, was that I'm pretty sure we all have it. And what I thought was a really, really big struggle in our house started to make a lot of sense. We've been dealt certain cards. Okay, do I use these cards as an excuse of like, oh, I can't do this because if I've got ADHD and so does my son and so does my husband and so does my daughter. We've all got it and that's why we don't do this. Or can I actually go, you know what? This is what I did. I looked at it and I went, I've got a diagnosis here. What am I going to do with that information? Okay, I'm going to utilize this to these cards. I'm going to play these the best I can. I'm going to learn about it. I'm going to learn how to manage it. I'm going to learn how to make his life easier so that he goes down the right track. And then in the process, I started realizing that it was going to be benefiting everyone. Now, that's just, he's also had open heart surgery. Like, there's been lots of things that have gone on. And there's no doubt people get, you know, children that are sick. I've had one, right? Kids don't sleep, sickness, gastro, fucking whatever, separation. Like, I have no doubts that there's going to be people watching this that are single, okay? That don't have help, that don't have parents, that don't have this, that don't have that. 100%. I'm not invalidating that it's hard. But I'm saying there comes a point in time where you have to then create your own path and your own new identity. No one's going to come and save you. No one's coming to save you. This is work that you have to do yourself. And I believe everyone is doing the best that they can with the tools and the knowledge that they have. Okay. And I want to say, if you're here watching this, I'm so fucking proud of you because you've made a step to open your mind up to this work, to open your mind to being better, to juggling life and motherhood that little bit better. Being a little bit better of a version of yourself every single day, a little bit better of a mom every single day, a little bit more patient, a little bit more this, a little bit more whatever, right? You've made that step. And if you've done that, don't discount that. This might have been free, but you have invested time and energy into doing this right now. Recognize that, okay? Recognize that. And you already are taking a step. There are people out there who wouldn't have even clicked on the link, who wouldn't have even pressed play on this training. Okay? The juggle is real. There is no denying there is times where you feel like you are being stretched in all directions. Okay? Even for someone like me who has amazing boundaries, insane level of self-awareness, all of it, I'm still not perfect. Okay, I have times. This is the thing, right? It's about the journey. It's not about going, I want to get to this point. It's about going, okay, can I just be a little bit better every day? Can I cope a little bit better every day? Can I be a little bit happier every day? A little bit more love every day? A little bit more connection every day? A little bit more presence every day? How do you do that? You're probably sitting there being like, I've got no fucking time or energy to do that. I'm tired, bitch. Right? I'm tired. I don't got the energy to be doing the work. I don't have the money to be doing the work. I don't have the Okay, start auditing. Saying I can't, I don't isn't getting you anywhere. How's it working out for you? Start auditing. Where are you wasting time? Okay, and energy. Where are you saying, like, I don't have time to exercise? I don't have time to move my body. I don't have time to watch free trainings. I don't have time to listen to podcasts. I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have the energy. Okay, where are you wasting it first? Like, let's look at that. Are you scrolling? Are you tired and then looking for quick hits of dopamine in scrolling on your phone on TikTok? On TikTok. Are you having conversations with people that are just toxic or just not getting you anywhere, not adding any value to your life? Are you doing things that you don't want to do? People pleasing, saying yes when you want to say no, right? This is all boundaries work. Where are you wasting money? Like, if you're saying, like, I don't have the money to work on myself, I don't have the money for a gym membership, I don't have the money to buy a book, I don't have the money to buy a program, I don't have the money to hire a coach. Okay, if you're serious about doing this and going down the path of being better, start looking at your money. Are you wasting it? Are you online shopping to get dopamine hits? I don't know. I don't know. Are you buying 10 books and never reading any of them? Does your book stack look like mine, except mine have all been read? Right? Start auditing. Start looking at this stuff. I'm telling you right now, people think like, oh, no, I can't afford a coach. I can't afford a program. Or I don't have time. I don't have this. So they never start. What is the first step? What's the first step? The first step, not the long-term vision. What is the first step? It might be, if you've got an Apple Watch, start doing 10,000 steps a day and just moving your body. Get some momentum. It might be making your bed every morning to start getting some consistency. It might be walking up and down or running up and down outside your house, your driveway. It might be putting on a yoga on the TV and doing it with your kids. Like, how can you? Instead of saying, I can't do this, I can't do that. Actually, like, how can you make it work? What if you could? How would that look? What would need to change? And is it that you're stuck, or is it that you don't want to put in any effort to get unstuck? I don't know. There might actually be things that are out of your control that are keeping you stuck. Absolutely. But what is in your control? What can you control? Because your kids are watching. They're soaking in everything. And I don't say that to make you feel shit, to make you feel scared, to make you feel fear and like guilt and whatever the thing. I want you to start utilizing those feelings. I want you to be productive towards being better. I want you to come to me one day and say, that training or your Instagram content or your whatever changed my life, and now I'm finally fucking happy. I'm finally, you know, I have an amazing relationship. I love spending time with my kids. I also love spending time alone, and I don't feel guilty when I do. I can spend money on myself and not feel guilty. I'm making more money. I'm more happy. I'm more healthy. I'm more fit. I'm like, at the end of the day, when I think of the juggle, we just want to be happy. We just want to feel fulfilled, you know? And it might be like becoming more self-aware in being able to articulate in your relationship how you feel. Hey, I'm feeling this. I'm not feeling considered, or I'm not feeling whatever. I desire this. I desire that. Like, I desire more time for myself. I need some help, whatever it may be. This is all self-awareness, boundaries. It's just working on yourself, understanding yourself. Why do I operate that way? Why do I do that thing? My parents used to do that too. I wonder how I work on changing that. Like, it's all of that stuff. It's like, I want to be this person, and I want to be this type of mom, and I want to be this type of human, but there's something that's stopping me from getting there. What is that? That's a limitation at the end of the day. And why I wanted to do this little mini training was just to give you guys some value of things you can start doing, thought patterns, perspectives, ways that you can start seeing things so that you don't have to stay stuck, so that you don't have to feel like a victim to the juggle of motherhood. Okay, people say to me all the fucking time, how do you do it? Two businesses. At one stage, I had three, right? Built a huge hair salon. It was extremely successful. We have a mechanic workshop. It's extremely successful. I'm a mum. I clean my house. We have a cleaner that comes fortnightly. I do the washing. I do the cooking. I do the cleaning. I do the lunches. I do the school drop-offs. I do the things. They're like, how the fuck do you do it all? And how are you faking your happiness? I'm like, I'm not. I promise you. There's no like me getting off the camera and then being like, oh, like, I genuinely enjoy what I do. I'm genuinely happy. I genuinely feel fulfilled and lit up. And do you know what? I'm doing more now than I've ever done before, yet I have the most energy. Do you know why? Because what I'm doing is in alignment with who I want to be, with what matters to me in life, with what I value. I was wasting so much fucking time on shit, time and energy and money on shit that I didn't even care about. I was doing things I didn't want to do, that didn't light me up, that didn't make me feel fulfilled. And look, sometimes you have to do things that you don't really want to do in order to get to where you want to be. Okay, short-term sacrifice for long-term gain. But I was living a whole life of pleasing everyone else, trying to be the good person, the kind person, whatever the thing. I wanted people to see me in a certain light. I didn't want them to see me as a bitch. I didn't want them to see me as whatever. I didn't want to make people feel uncomfortable. But then if I was honest with them, then it was going to make them uncomfortable. And it's like, I'm not doing it anymore. And I'm not going to sit here and normalize for you all that motherhood is, bad and it's, extremely taxing. And it's like there are moments of that, but it doesn't have to be that way. Okay? There are things that you can do to help you be happier, to help you handle it. Because it's like, here's the thing, I always say, weights don't get lighter, we get stronger. Okay, when if you've ever done weight training at the gym, the weights don't get lighter over time. You get stronger. Your ability to lift them and your capacity increases. Life is the exact same. Motherhood is the exact same. The juggle is the exact same. The more you work those muscles, aka work on yourself, look after yourself, build your self-awareness, like grow, evolve. The more you do those things, the more you can hold. And I've been doing this work for years now, so it makes sense that I'm at a point in my life where I can give so much to people, money, time, energy. I give a lot. Okay? I serve a lot of people. I like even you'd be surprised at what I do for my husband. Yet 3 years ago, I'd have been like, cook your fucking dinner yourself. I ain't got the energy. Like you can cook, you know what I mean? Now I do it from a place of like, I want to do it. I'm not doing it to just look like a good wife or because I have to or whatever. Like, I genuinely want to do it. I genuinely want to make you a coffee every day. Like, you can make your own coffee, but I do it because I want to, because that's my way of showing love. And I have the energy and the overflow to do it because I've done the work on my capacity. I looked at my boundaries. I looked at, okay, where am I wasting time? Where am I wasting energy? Where am I doing things that are not good for me? What do I need to start saying no to? Okay, what do I need to start saying no to? The things that are not aligned with who I want to be, they're not aligned with my goals, they're not getting me any closer to my goals. What do I need to start saying no to so then I can say yes to other things like my goals, like living in alignment? And I want you to really, if you've thought, fuck, I've got this thing, like, it doesn't really align with who I want to be, but like, I don't know. Maybe look at it. Maybe it will suck to look at. Maybe it will be an easy decision. I'm not sure. But look at it and get really honest. Self-honesty is the most important thing here. Self-honesty. Does it sting a little bit? Yeah, that's your ego. Your ego just wants to protect you. It's fine. It's cool. You might watch this and be like, okay. There will be people that watch this and go, you don't get it. It's easier for you because it's harder for me because it's this, it's that. You're a bitch. You're whatever. There will be people out there who watch this and think that I'm attacking them, that I don't get it, and blah, blah, blah. That's okay. Okay. Over time, those stories will be neutralized. It's fine. The ego does that. Okay, your ego does that because it doesn't want you to be honest with yourself. It doesn't want you to see these things within yourself. It doesn't want you. Your ego doesn't want you to be the problem. And sometimes, a lot of the time, we are our own problems. We are making choices that are not They're either keeping us stuck in our same cycles, patterns, in our same situations, or the choices we're making sometimes even push us further back. And then we can also equally, which is very empowering thing to understand that your choices matter and that they dictate where you go in life and what you have and who you are. Equally, you have the ability to make choices to do the other thing, to do the opposite, to do better, to grow, to lean into the thing that scares you or feels uncomfortable, or, prioritizing yourself sometimes a little bit more. And that's it. I really just wanted to riff on that and just like put this out there for anyone that needs to hear it, of like, it's a wild ride. The juggle is a wild ride. And I am walking, talking proof that you can absolutely have it all and have it all. Like you can. You have to put in the work. Doesn't just can't, okay, here's the thing. You can't just manifest this. You got to put the work in. You got to take action. And the thing that I want to leave you with is like, think about who you want to be. Okay. Whether that's like, think about your goals, the things you want in life. If you don't have goals, sit down and write some. Okay. No goal too big or too small. Imagine that that person, there's a version of you that has all of those things. What did she do to get there? What choices did she have to make? What did she have to say no to? What did she have to say yes to? What did she have to get honest with herself about? What did she have to fuck off and stop doing? And what did she have to start doing? And literally start showing up like that now. Okay. When I wanted to lose weight, I had to ask myself, someone who's lost 20 kilos, because that's what I needed to lose. Someone who's maybe even more, someone who's lost 20 kilos, what would they have done? Well, they would have stopped looking for little dopamine hits and snackies from the cupboard every 5 minutes. That's all it was for me. I was just going to the cupboard, a little bit of chucky, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, snackies. I wasn't hungry. I was looking for a dopamine hit. Same thing that you're looking for when you grab your phone to scroll on Instagram or TikTok. I had to build my self-awareness around that. And then I had to implement discipline of knowing, okay, I'm looking for a dopamine hit. What can I do instead that's going to be better for me? Maybe it's grab a piece of chewy. Maybe it's go outside for a walk. Maybe it's go talk to my kids and cuddle them. Maybe it's cuddle my dog. I don't know. I'm pretty sure cuddling animals gives you dopamine. I had to really get clear on that. Okay, what are the other things? I've got to prioritize moving my body literally every day. Because it's going to benefit my mind as well. Getting up early, like all of these things. Okay, that person, what would they do? How would they operate? How would they behave? Okay, they wouldn't do this, they wouldn't do that. What would they make a problem? And what would they actually just not be available for? Like what would be not, like what would be something where they would be like, that can't even be a problem for me? For example, getting up in the morning to go to the gym, that can't be a problem for me. If I'm sitting there, I need some water, guys. If I'm sitting there debating whether or not to get up and move my body at 4:30 in the morning, because that's what time I wake up, if I was debating that every day, what a waste of time and energy. Like I actually had to say to myself, that can't even be a problem for me anymore. That just has to be a non-negotiable. That's an internal boundary for me. It has to be. I made it an internal boundary. Now it's my normal. These things only feel stretchy and like hard for a certain amount of time until you normalize them, and then they just become what you do and who you are. And then you work on the next thing, because that's the beauty of growth. It's the beauty of human evolution. So there's always something to look at. There's always something to work on. It's exciting. There's always upgrades to be had. There's always up levels to be had. Thank you for watching. I'm going to go do school pickup in true mum form. And I would really love if you guys jump into my DMs after you watch this and let me know how you liked it. And let me know what came up for you. And yeah, I want to chat to you guys about it. So thank you for watching. Have a good day, and I'll see you soon. Bye.